Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, broadcasting live from multiple locations, using an Erector set and a bunch of old toaster parts, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.9 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone. Our phone number is 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Did you see me getting my nostrils waxed, Calvin?
I saw it briefly. I don't think I even saw the actual hair being tugged, but...
It is on our Instagram, instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow.
How you feeling? Breathing easy?
I have to tell you, I love it. There's a place that my wife found in Wesley Chapel. It's called I Wax You, and it's, I don't know, it's just one of those places that does waxing. They think that's all they do. And she was going to get her eyebrows done, her weird-ass eyebrows.
No.
Yeah, because they had that henna stuff on it, so it makes her look like an evil Disney princess. But it's good now. Like, it's just for the first day, it looks weird. And then I was like, I need to get my ears waxed. So I went and got my ears waxed. And I didn't think that that would hurt, and it didn't. And then when we talked about doing my nose, I remember when Maria's friends waxed Spanish's nose.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, that looked like it was awful. It's where you put the wax in your nostril and then stick a stick in there. And then when it hardens up, then you just yank it out. And
give yourself a little hair lollipop.
Oh, I'm having a headache right now just thinking about it.
A hair lollipop.
But they did mine, and it was absolutely painless. It feels really weird. It feels like they're ripping your nose off your face. But yet, they're not. There's no pain that comes along with it. It's just how do I put it? It's a feeling. It's just like a dull feeling. And that is where I'm enjoying the most. My ears, I can't see them, and I don't know, but my nose, hear that?
Yeah, that sounds nice. And I bet it's nice because, I know you used to have, like, they would tickle you a lot, your nose hairs.
Drive me nuts.
Yeah, that's got to be nice to not have to deal with that.
Yeah, I like it. So I'm going to get on a routine now, Spanish, if you want to come with me.
I would actually like to. I didn't want to ask you yesterday because I feel like I'm always trying to invite myself to stuff you do. But, yeah, I would like to go.
It's okay because you're kind of like in that capacity, you're kind of like a little sidekick.
Okay, I really appreciate you saying that.
Like if I had a motorcycle with a sidecar, I would drive to the wax place with you in the car.
100%.
So basically, if it was an 80s movie, you'd be the monkey.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with that. Yeah. I've reached my
on roller
peak,
skates.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the orangutan of my life.
Yeah.
Remember that? There was like a whole just string of years where it was all about having a monkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was BJ and the Bear.
Uh-huh.
Then it was Any Which Way You Can, Any Which Way But Loose. In any of those Apple Dumpling Gang movies, there was always some sort of monkey running around there.
And, Joey from Friends did some hockey movie with a monkey.
Yep.
Yeah, Dunstan checks in.
His name was in?
Ian Bagg.
Yeah, that's Ian right, Bagg was in there, yeah.
That's so funny. So we're bringing it back. I have to tell you, I would love to have a monkey. Now, I always wanted a tortoise. Now I have a tortoise, but I'll never own a monkey because I don't feel it's good for the monkey.
What kind of monkey?
So, what do I really want? I'd love to have a chimpanzee like BJ and the Bear, but I don't want it to eat my face.
Right.
It would kill your kids.
Yeah.
I don't want anything where I could open my eyes and it's doing that big, dumb chimp smile over my face. Like, now you're going to die. It's like teeth. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. We had, what are those little monkeys called that they brought in the studio?
Pachukin or
Capuchin.
Yeah. By the way, I have the chimp is eating my face call.
Oh, you do,
Travis, the chimp, right?
Yeah. Play it. Let me hear
it's
that.
On the.
This is why you don't have a monkey as a pet.
They gotta have their guns out. They gotta have their guns out. Listen to me. Oh my God.
Is this your monkey or whose monkey is it? It's your monkey.
No, it's mine.
How do you know how big he is? How many pounds?
200 pounds.
400?
200.
200 pounds?
Listen to me, please. Where are they?
And it's a chimp, correct?
Yes. Where are they?
They're going your way. They're going as fast as they can your way, okay?
Please. Please, go
fast. Pause that for a second.
Please,
I can't pause it.
Okay, imagine just being the cop and they're racing towards it, and they're like, car 57, we have an emergency. We have a chimp eating a lady's face. Hey, Bass, can you come back? Did you say a chimp?
Right.
That's correct, a chimp. So you're telling me we're running to a scene where a monkey is eating a woman's face right now?
Yeah, and now I'm going to have to shoot a monkey.
Yeah, dude, like what horror movie did we step into?
That lady, she got a face transplant eventually, and it was,
Yeah.
Still, I mean, that woman went over there for coffee and tea and left without a face. That was, she did not.
Face. Oh, my God.
I mean, and how horrified is that woman that she's actually watching the monkey eat her friend's face?
Yeah. Well, it ate her eyes out. Like, it gouged her eyes and ate them.
Well, and they'll go after male parts.
I know. Why?
No. Yeah. Not mine. Mine knows how to go in its little turtle hole when it has to. Mine knows how to run for the border when it's like, we see trouble. Beep, beep.
Yeah, but then the monkey will be, it'll act all sexy. So then it'll come, and then
there's a guy I follow on TikTok. And he has a monkey that opens all of his Amazon packages for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So literally, he's like, "What?" He's like, and he called the monkey's name, I think, is George. He's like, "What did we get today, George?" He throws the package on the ground, and the monkey runs over and opens the envelope and pulls it out.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
I think I saw that one. Did they have zippers the other day?
Yeah,
a bunch of zippers, and the monkey's playing with it. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't want the monkey to learn how to open a zipper.
No.
Every day, he gets him an Amazon package to open.
Oh no, I don't. I know that no matter what happens, I could overpower my dog, and I could certainly overpower the cat and the tortoise, so I'm good there. I don't want anything that has the potential. I'm getting scared enough.
200-pound chimpanzee, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my son. I know eventually there's going to be nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is insane, man. But when we went to the Mean Lady Giraffe place, they have little monkeys, and they have those ones that we were talking about, the white ones with the little black faces. And they were like the cutest little things. Yeah. And you just want to hold them and you want to feed them. And they stick their hand out like a little poor kid when you get off a cruise. And you want to give them change and bananas and stuff. And but you just know the danger that may come with it. So.
I'm not a fan. I can tell you that chimpanzees, when they're little babies, they're adorable.
Super cute.
They're adorable. There's a video. Do you ever see the video of the chimpanzee that takes a guy's hand? And he's like, "Hey, follow me. And he goes up onto a thing, and the guy puts his hand, and the chimpanzee literally one hand picks a full-grown man up onto like the next level of the thing. Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's cute because he's doing it, but it also shows you how strong he is. He could just rip your arms off and then go, "Guess what? Now you can't defend yourself. Eyeballs, yum, 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 yum."
that is sick. Same thing with these idiots who buy tigers and stuff. Yeah. They're the cutest little baby things.
They really are.
I follow this guy, the Lion Whisperer, and he's he's like some sort of zoo guy though. So he goes out with the lions, and they're all rubbing up on his face. And I'm like, that's awesome. I would love to go do snuggles with a lion. But then you also got to know that at one point you got to get out of there.
Yeah, well, right. Sorry, Gavin, go ahead.
Also, a lot of the times whenever you see where the people will go and get pictures with lions and tigers and stuff, they're sedating them.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They're doing that, which is terrible. Yeah. You know, and listen, they shouldn't be around humans, and humans shouldn't be around them.
Agreed.
Unfortunately, there are idiots that buy those animals, and then they have to go to places like Big Cat Rescue where they can't go back out in the wild, so they have to live their life out somewhere, and they try and give them the best life possible. But yeah, you shouldn't be around those things.
There's a guy that I follow on Instagram, too, Mike, that's his name is Dean Schneider, and he's one of those guys that lives out in Africa, I think, like on a preserve, and he is with the lions. And he posted a video the other day, and it was like, you know, you think, he's like, "I post all the cutesy videos," but he had this big, I mean, it was like a full lion's claw scratch across his chest. And he was like, "This is the side that I don't normally post," but he's like, you know, this is what comes along with hanging out with lions.
Yeah, and that lion's probably not trying to hurt him.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah.
Well,
you see these people that raise the lions from cubs, and then they go back to visit, and you see the lions come over, and you're like, "They're going to eat her face." Mm. And the lions come up and they grab, but they're still full-grown lions, so they're rough, and they're putting their head against it, and with their giant paw that's bigger than their head, just batting it around and stuff.
I just changed my mind. Gio showed me the video of the monkey opening packages. Now I want a monkey.
By the way, do you still want a monkey? Take a look at Bone TV. There's the lady who got her face eaten by the chimp.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Joe's not showing me.
I see Joe's face. That's it.
Yeah. Looks very similar.
Joe, do the Matrix.
Forget it.
Yeah, Matrix it up.
Joe looks like Bill Murray in that one movie where he wears the hat.
Steve Aquatic or whatever.
Oh, life is, yeah.
He's totally Uncle Nicky today.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's back on. This Is Us was on last night.
Yeah,
oh,
so yeah. I saw that last night. I was flipping through the channel and I saw, how is that show still on?
Because it's fantastic.
Yeah. But I don't we know the outcome of everything?
No, really? No. There was a big turn at the end of the last season.
What?
Yeah, because they did like
a can I tell you what I know and you tell me?
They did a mid-season break.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I know?
Sure.
So, the Rocky's son tried to save people from a house fire, and he ended up dying.
His family. Yes.
His family.
His family.
Yes.
And that created a fat daughter and a black brother, and then a really good-looking brother.
Well, that didn't create it, but yeah.
Well, they were part of the family.
Right, yeah.
But now now it's just them and Mandy Moore as their mother.
Yes.
And Mandy Moore is dating a black dude?
No, Mandy Moore dates a Latino guy that was his best friend.
Okay.
Rocky's son's best friend.
Right. Oh, so he's dating a...
Well, they're married.
So is the twist that he set
married,
the father on fire?
No, no, no. They were both married, so they were married, and then this guy was married, and they were friends. They were all friends, but they were best friends. And then when he passed away, he was there and this and that, and then they wound up... They've been married for a while.
Okay.
And the daughter is fat because she left the crock pot on.
And that's killed the father.
That's how the house burnt down.
Whoa. Okay. I forgot about that. That's intense.
Well, I mean,
let's be real. She was fat before that. But...
And crock pots were meant to be left on.
And so. That's why online they sell crock pots with his face on them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So what? So they're all trying to. He's an actor. The good looking one's an actor.
Kevin.
The other guy's smart. And then she's fat.
Right.
And then she found a fat boyfriend.
Yes.
But he does.
Who's not fat in real life.
Who's not fat anymore either on the show.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he's losing weight.
She's still fat, but he's not?
Yeah.
And that makes her sad that he's not fat anymore.
Right.
Depressing.
And that he has friends that goes to CrossFit and they talk to each other. And
okay, so she's jealous.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to give a bunch of stuff away, but they have a baby now.
Okay.
They had a baby and the baby's blind.
Now, what? Why? What'd she do? What'd the fat girl leave on now?
Too fat.
The doctor told her she shouldn't.
Right. They were trying and it was difficult.
Yeah.
And they did IBF and that stuff and they wound up having the kid and the kid's blind. But you do know. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I'm never going to watch that.
All right. I don't want to spoil for people if you're listening.
I'll tune out.
The kid becomes a famous singer, musician who plays piano. Yeah. When he's older.
Wow.
He becomes a... So you see glimpses of the future and the past and all that stuff.
Okay.
But the dad thinks he's going to be a loser, and he resents the fat mom because his kid is blind.
Oh, wow.
Not really, though. Like, he was having trouble because the kid was blind, and he, felt bad for him and all this. But, the kid winds up being good. And then you have Randall, who is the black kid who they adopted because he was there... at the hospital,
right,
and they adopted him. Well, Randall winds up finding his real father.
Yeah.
And his real father comes and stays with him, and they have a relationship and all this stuff.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay, but then there's the big spoiler.
Yeah.
Turns out Randall's father...
I'm not cut off, but I don't want to hear this. I'm not cut off.
Randall's father burnt the house down.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
All right, so Gio's taking his headphones off. Anybody else? Anybody else? Give me like 20 seconds for this if you don't want to hear the spoiler for This Is Us.
I can't tell you how excited I am right now for you to tell this.
So the father and the mother, they were both hooked on heroin. Well, they
wait. Which father and mother?
The black father.
Oh, Randall.
Randall's.
Okay, I won't say anything, Gio. I just want to know who he was talking about. Okay,
so then she winds up getting back on it, and she dies.
Oh.
So he takes Randall to the hospital or the fire station, whatever, and drops him off there. But then you find out this last season, the paramedics are there, and they show, and he takes off because they're going to arrest him and stuff, and he takes off with the kid. So he's gone. She's alive.
What?
Yep, she was, pronounced dead, and then she and came alive. Now there's a whole nother thing where his mother is alive and he doesn't even know it.
Damn!
But there's going to be some sort of tie-in. She married some Asian guy and this and that.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
so
cool.
We're going to find that out.
So can I tell you what? It's over here. You can put it back. Can I tell you what this show sounds like to me?
What?
They wrote one good season.
No.
No, listen.
Okay.
To me. They wrote one good season and then it took off so much. They were like, all right, let's see the next season. They were like, we didn't think it would get there. And they're like, oh, wait. Turns out this guy's father's alive. And then that guy's alive. And then they were like, all right, second season. All right, third. And they're like, we're not ready for a third season. And they just had to start making up all these things as they went along.
I think what makes the show good is the way, because they jump back and forth between right. time zones. So you have certain information, and then they later on will fill it. They fill in the blank, and then you're like, oh, man, that's why.
Well, he just told me a good one.
So that's
good. Right, so what about the good-looking kid? What's his story?
Do you know about Kevin? Gio?
Yeah.
What his situation is. So, Kevin.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin's the good-looking one.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's doing movies. He's doing movies with Sylvester Stallone, and then he's got different huge directors and blah, blah, blah. So, he's doing pretty well. He started out on a sitcom where he was the Manny. Like the male nanny.
Right.
Always had his shirt off. And he's like, I'm going to be a serious actor. Well, he winds up banging his fat sister's friend, who is in her eating disorder class because she's bulimic, but she's hot.
Yeah.
And he winds up banging her, and she's pregnant.
Oh, man. You use protection, man.
With, get this, twins.
Oh.
Because they're twins. Because twins run the family.
Beep, 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 beep. And guess what? They can all see.
Mm. Yeah.
Take that, fat sister.
As far as you know.
And then the fat mom, she's upset because her friend is bulimic and not fat anymore, too.
She's just upset nobody else is fat?
Yeah.
You think she might ever just want to go on a diet?
Well, no, then she wouldn't be on the show.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys see the movie that the writers did from This Is Us, and was it any good?
No, that's the one with the kid from Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
I heard it was bad, though.
That's what I heard,
too. Yeah, I heard it was bad. Is Olivia Wilde in there? You know who she's banging now? Do you guys know who Olivia is?
I was just going to say that. She was with Jason Sudeikis.
They got two kids together, yeah.
And now she's
banging.
Yeah.
She thought that she wasn't good looking enough for Jason Sudeikis.
Right. Ugh, it's the craziest thing ever, yeah.
And she, that's how hot she is. And now, tell him who she's dating.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Oh.
10 years older than he is.
I think 36, he's 26.
Well, that's like the trend now because this Machine Gun Kelly is also dating Megan Fox.
Okay. Yeah, but that's older. Different. Megan Fox is so gorgeous.
Butthole-wise, Pete Davidson was dating, what's-her-face?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Who's not hot anymore. She
is.
Oh,
she's
super hot.
You're
still
out of your goddamn mind.
Okay, hold on. Let me read some things. She's still very hot, but she's not nearly as hot as she was before all the surgery.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I feel like she morphed into a different person.
I'm telling you, if she was a 10, she's a 9.5 now.
I think she's a... I see she's an 8.
No.
Like, she's still hot. But I would take Olivia Wilde over her.
Oh, I don't think I would. I think I'd take Kate Beckinsale.
So would I.
I would take Megan Fox over both of them.
Oh, easily.
The toe thumbs?
Yeah, toe thumbs.
I don't care if the chimp ate her thumbs. I would still take her.
Have you guys seen Jennifer's Body with Megan Fox? It's like her peak hotness in that movie.
Yeah. No, her hotness.
Peacock.
is when she's bending over the car when it's stalled in Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Or whenever she's showing, what's her name, her boobs in This Is 40.
Yeah.
She's like,
touch them. Yeah. They don't move.
Were those really her boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Do we know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
No, she didn't show.
Yeah,
she just had it bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sexy, slutty confidence is the best thing a chick could have.
Yeah. And low-rise jeans.
And how she says she's an escort.
Yeah.
Just like once every 3 months I do it. Like twice, like once, two times a month I'll do it.
That
is like every weekend I'll do it.
Just still one of the best movies ever.
Oh, yeah. A little bit too long, but great.
Yeah.
Super hot, but she was with David Silver from 90210.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's good looking.
Yeah.
If you didn't know him, he's a good-looking dude.
But that's all he is. Just
but he was also...
She's probably an adult.
He also tried to be a rapper. That was, I think, the big problem.
Oh, yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, but that was the whole time where everybody was trying to be a white rapper.
Yeah. I know, but he did, too.
And now she's literally dating a white rapper / punk rock guy.
Yeah, that's true.
I like him. I like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I am.
Even though he called Galvin an a-hole.
Yeah, I
bought his last album. It's pretty good.
you're the one that's still buying albums that can't use Zelle.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
Why don't you save some of that money you're wasting on albums and send it to Tony?
I did. I sent him the money. We're paid. We're good.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I swear.
All right. I think we're pretty much done for the day.
Are we?
I mean, I'll go another hour if you get... No? Okay. I was there for a second.
Me too.
I got to go monkey shopping today.
What?
That's great.
I hope you get a monkey.
I will not get a monkey.
How long do you think it takes to teach him to open the Amazon packages, though?
I don't know. You just get one package and you throw a banana in there and they learn how to open a package.
You just taser him a couple times. He'll learn.
Yeah, the video is of the monkey opening the packages and then it's doing the same motion and ripping one of your arms off the same way.
Yeah, the next video is the monkey holding a steak knife.
Yeah.
supposedly at 11 o'clock, Trump is going to speak at this rally today in D.C.
Will he say he won the election?
Oh, I'm so curious to see what he's going to say, but also curious to see what kind of violence comes along with the groups gathering together and all this stuff. That's going to happen if anything obviously breaking happens there or is newsworthy. 102.5 The Bone will break in and bring that to you live, even during the after show. And then Roger and JP, of course, will be live after that. Oh, man. All right. Tomorrow is Thursday. We'll round out the Death Pool picks. Then Friday on the show, we'll have the Flat Earther guy. This guy was convinced that the Earth is flat. And I don't know if he's right or wrong. I think he's wrong, but I don't know. I don't know anybody that's fallen off it yet, have you?
Not yet.
I got a bunch of questions for this guy. We'll ask him on Friday. Check us out on Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltis Show. You'll see the video of me getting waxed. You'll see... I did one of those to answer question things yesterday. And people had a lot of dumb questions. I answered almost all of them. Go check that out there. Buccaneers playoff tickets. If there is a home divisional series, it'll happen here. And tickets go on sale today if you're a season ticket holder. Set a reminder on your phone so you don't miss out. Anything else?
I believe that's it.
Love you guys.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks. We will see you guys tomorrow. It is the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone. Goodbye.
You're listening to...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.